It's 8:56. Let's say good morning to Aaron Curtis at Midco Commodities in Bloomington. We'll look at the markets this morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Jim. We're starting out with some higher prices here to start the week and getting a little bit of bounce after last week's sell-off. Last week, September corn lost 16 cents. August beans lost a little over 18 cents. And September Chicago wheat lost 6.5 cents. So due for a little bit of a bounce here, although the bounce so far has been pretty measured with the news continuing to be pretty light. We are watching a couple important meetings here this week. China and the U.S. are expected to meet in China here Tuesday and Wednesday. Also, some trade representatives from the U.S. expected to meet with Japan about a trade deal here later this week. Of course, the Fed meets Tuesday and Wednesday, and they're expected to lower interest rates here by a notch here come Wednesday afternoon. Today is export inspections in the morning. This afternoon will be crop progress. Expecting corn and bean ratings to be steady to maybe 1% lower here in this afternoon's ratings. Still continuing to watch the weather as well. Some rain moving through Illinois here this morning. Much needed rain through central Illinois here, so that'll offer a little bit of relief, but more will be needed here as we move into August here as well. Temperatures are expected to cool down here a little bit this week. Overall, the market continues to think that the crop potential is growing a little bit with some of this less threatening weather we've had here over the last few weeks, and that continues to keep a lid on prices. 2 weeks from today, of course, we'll have the very important August crop report, and we still expect the market to continue to chop sideways until we see those numbers. September corn this morning at 416.75. That's up 2.25. East corn 427.5, up 3. March corn 437.25, up 2.75. August soybeans 887, up 3.75. November soybeans at 905, up 4. Jan soybeans at 918.5, up 4.25. December Chicago wheat at 510, that's up 5.75. December Kansas City wheat at 455, up 4.75. Real quick, looking at the livestock markets, August cattle 109.32, up 67. August feeders 143.35, down 37. And the August hogs at 85.50, that's down 92 cents, Jim.
Well, Aaron, thank you very much. Aaron Curtis with Midco Commodities in Bloomington comes to us every Monday with a look at the opening market report.